Novel property mutations tend to be very rare. Given that the pathogenic variant confers a novel property, these conditions often do not show allelic heterogeneity, as a specific change has to occur within the protein to gain the novel function. Thus, in these cases, there are typically only one or a handful of mutations that can result in the disease. Sickle cell disease is an autosomal recessive condition in which the pathogenic variant in beta globin decreases the solubility of deoxygenated hemoglobin, causing it to form a gelatinous network of stiff fibrous polymers. These distort the shape of red blood cells, giving it a sickle shape in homozygous affected individuals. Initially, oxygenation causes the hemoglobin polymer to dissolve and erythrocytes regain their normal shape. However, the repeated sickling and unsickling produces irreversibly sickled cells that are removed from circulation, causing hemolytic anemia. Additionally, another phenotypic consequence can include dactylis, which is the painful swelling of hands and feet due to occlusions of the sickled cells in the capillaries. Typically, heterozygote carriers of the pathogenic variant are clinically unremarkable except under conditions of severe hypoxia such as high altitudes. In this case, sickle cells can be observed. This condition is an example of one in which the pathogenic variant can be present in more than 1% of some populations. For example, in African Americans, one in every 14 individuals is a heterozygote carrier.